Hallelujah. Good morning, brothers and sisters in the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for a new day. Your unique purposes for each and every one of us. Thank you, Lord, that you open the word to us by your Spirit, Lord, to see what you want us to see, Father God, so that we can be what you want us to be this day and enjoy your presence and your provision. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 91 and verses 11 to 12 this morning.
13?
11 to 13.
For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against the stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot.
Hallelujah. Yeah, we see the ministry of the angels come into the whole picture and how they're there protecting and they are there to help you not stumble in any way and then also to empower you to overcome the deception, overcome the evil that comes your way. And the key to the angels' ministry and experiencing the provision that God has made available for you that comes through them. They are the, you need to see them. They are the armies of the Lord. When the fall came took place, Satan, as one of the big angels, one of the archangels, he fell away and he took a third of the angels with him. They are no longer angels. They are now called demons. But if out of one third, if you lift up three fingers, you take away one finger, and you see there's two fingers still standing there. So for for one demon, there's still two angels standing on behalf of God, his kingdom, and his plan. And but the key to experiencing the ministry of the angel, Jesus says it this way in Luke 9:26. He says, if you ashamed of me and my words, I will be ashamed of you when I come in the Father's glory, my own glory, and the glory of the angels. So to enjoy the provision and the power and the goodness of the angels that bring about the kingdom blessings in your life, that we need to hold fast to Jesus. Jesus is the author and the perfecter of our faith, and the righteous live by faith. So when you stay in tune with your God, and just you can think of it in the old covenant, the picture that God have had of the Exodus, where the people were taken out to go into the promised land. It's exactly that is a shadow of what has happened to us. We've been taken out of this world now into the kingdom of God to now experience and enjoy and bring about the kingdom, help bring about the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And it's a very unique walk each and every one of us has got, because no one is the same. We uniquely perfect, uniquely God's children. And that unique perfectness comes from his leading. You know, we can all be reading the same verses, but the way God speaks to you and the way God opens up to you by the Spirit, that's what you need to take hold of. And that's you, your unique perfection. You are then staying within the boundaries God has got for you, and then God is coming through for you. So, okay, back to the Israelites coming out of bondage into getting to know God in the desert. What happened? They had to stay with the cloud by day and the fire by night. And in staying there, they experienced the provision, the goodness of God, and the angels protecting them and helping them in whatever way is necessary. So so again we see this us abiding in the shelter of the Most High Jesus and abiding in his shadow. We need to have a purse. We need to come out of the cold into the light, out of the darkness into the light. And then we need to stay in tune. And as we stay in tune with the Lord through fellowship, I like John writes it this way. And remember, John is the most, he was the greatest example of disciples There was never anything said wrong about him. And he says, our fellowship is with the Father and Son. And what we declare to you, what we write, is so that you can understand this and you can have joy, the joy that he had. So to find the joy of the Lord, it's drawing close and then taking hold of that which the Father and Son releases to us and reveals to us, which is faith. And in that, you have the provision of the power of heaven, backed up by the angels to bring about God's kingdom in your life, the kingdom plan that he has for you, according to your name written in heaven, and then the extension of the kingdom. So be blessed, known you've been called into this beautiful family, and this beautiful family is with you, backing you up 100%. The only thing that's so important is now obedience. I love, there's a scripture in Romans 16, verse 19 and 20. He says, we all know about your obedience. So obedience has got to come into the picture. You need to be known by your obedience. And then he goes on to say, but now I want you to be babes to evil, wise to what is good. So we know what's going on around in the world. We know the evil. But we need to go one step further. Be wise to what is good. What is the answers for those evil? What is the truth for those lies? What is the faith for those for fear? Faith overcomes fear. So we've got to go on to being wise to what is good. And it goes on to say, and the God of peace will soon crush Satan underneath your feet. So we see that today, and we encourage the armies of heaven are there to back up the kingdom plan. And so when you're in tune with the kingdom plan, the kingdom, the God of the kingdom and the kingdom plan, then the angels are there backing up. Be blessed that you arise and shine into this wonderful, beautiful covenant of love, perfect covenant of love. Amen.
Amen.